What's occurring?
Three situations. You tell me what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
This is Oh, What's Occurring on Radio 1.
But you're wrong, Becky. It's the best show on television.
Now, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
All the scoring's cocked up now.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah, all right, thanks. Sorry, he's just holding up a piece of paper in front of me, one that doesn't speak, thanks.
Has it got the score on it?
That's what I was looking for, but no, it hasn't. Anyway, so everything to play for, as they say. Are you ready?
Yes.
Play along at home on 81199. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, you know Boyzone?
Yeah.
They came around for tea yesterday.
Yes, they did.
As they do every Tuesday. And we played a game of hide and seek, as we do every Tuesday, me and Boyzone. And this week it was Stephen Gately hiding, and me and Ronan Keating were looking for him, because that's how hide and seek works.
Okay.
But how long did it take me and Ronan to find Stephen Gately, who was hiding somewhere in my house? Chappers.
23 seconds.
Chappers are saying 23 seconds. Becky.
1 minute, 9 seconds.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is my weekly game of hide and seek with Boyzone, but how quickly can we find Stephen? This is a traditional game of hide and seek in my house. Who'd like to hide?
I'll hide.
Okay, so, Ronan, if you just face that wall, please. Yeah. If you can count to 20 with your eyes closed. Yeah. Stephen, hide somewhere in the house. You count out loud if you can.
1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay, go.
In the bathroom.
No. No.
Down there.
On the landing. Upstairs. By the football table.
You done this before?
In my bed.
No.
Where's it going?
No.
In my flatmate's room.
No.
In my room.
No.
No.
Hey, where are you? Get out of that closet.
We did that years ago.
Where is he?
He's very good at hiding things.
He's good, isn't he? Where is he? Back down the stairs. Where'd he go? Back in the lounge.
Then he went downstairs. Hiding around the corner, is he? Yeah.
Where's he gone? No, I give up.
Where are you?
You win, Stephen. Where are you?
You got about 400 cameras in the house and you can't find them.
I see
him. Steo, you win.
Come out.
Where are you?
Top floor.
Yeah.
Where?
How did you do that?
Where were you? Where were you?
You were in the closet.
I was in the closet, yeah.
I win!
Well, Stephen wins. There we are.
So how long was that?
I realised I did that at the camera. Which
it is,
here.
Yeah. How long was that? Yes, you did do it. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, good. Anyway, so no one wins because we couldn't find Stephen, who was hiding all the time in the closet. Who'd have thought it?
To be fair, though, he didn't do a very good job. He looked like every man searches something, walks into a room, just looks and goes, no, not in here.
Next, no, not here. No.
It was flawed, yeah.
He'd be rubbish in the FBI.
The whole point of hide and seek is that people hide, as he did. They don't just go into another room and stand there.
Okay, in that case, he's quite good at it. Anyway...
No, you're dreadful at it. You and Ronan just didn't put any effort in.
Maybe he's good at it.
Yeah, he's Stephen. Very good at it. Yeah, yeah. He's very good at hiding.
Anyway, I'll be playing my next game of hide and seek with Boyzone next Tuesday. Only, of course, you won't be able to see that one.
Whatever the next game is that's coming up, don't do any hand gestures.
All right, good.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, you know Loose Women?
Oh, yes, I love that show.
We don't.
I'm very tempted to do a hand gesture now.
Who would the hand gesture be about?
All of them.
Really?
Mm. Which one in particular?
No, I like Jackie Brambles.
Jackie Brambles.
She's the only good one.
Yeah.
Jay McDonald. I used to work on a cruise ship. Yeah. Who's the other one? Carol McGiffin. Oh, God. Kill me now.
Colleen Nolan?
Nolan, yeah.
I quite like her as
Andrea,
well.
Andrea, who used to be the weather girl on Gem TV.
Yeah, she's all right. It's just... Anyway, on yesterday's episode of Loose Women...
How many times did they criticise men? 5,000, Scott.
Ooh!
In the first 2 minutes of yesterday's show, how many times do you think they said the word bra?
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Chappers.
Four.
Becky.
What are you huffing at?
None, because they don't just talk about bras and women and how horrible men are.
They do, mostly.
No, they talk about TV and chocolate and stuff.
And how horrible men are.
And shoes.
And how horrible men are.
No, they don't just talk about how bad men are.
Anyway, let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here are the Loose Women from yesterday's show on bras. But how many times will they say it in the first 2 minutes of the show?
That's the whole kind of bra thing. Just wearing your bra.
Are you
going
out? Are you wearing your bra?
I'm not wearing my bra. They could all fit in mine, couldn't they?
No. Tell me you're going out without a bra on.
No, I'm wearing my bra. I'm just not wearing my bra exposed to the nation. That would just be not nice.
No.
Wow. Chappers wins.
Thank you.
They said it 9 times in 2 minutes.
Must have been a freak episode.
Makes a change from slagging off men, then. It's all good.
That was after the break.
Oh! What's occurring?
So, it's Chappers 1, Becky 0. Are you ready for your final situation?
Yes, I'm excited about this.
Now, you know Axwell and Bob Sinclar.
And may we.
They're our favourite producers in the world of dance music. They have that wonderful world track out at the moment. And they've also got a new game called Smell My Cheese, which the listeners absolutely loved. Remember that? But did you know, as well as smelling each other's cheese, Axwell and Bob, they love riddles as well.
Oh.
They love a riddle. They can't get enough of mind-bending conundrums. But your question is this. If Axwell and Bob Sinclar were to call 7 hairdressers, let's say, in Chorley, in Lancashire, how many of them would be able to get the answer to their riddle correct? Becky?
None.
Oh!
No, that's not offensive to the hairdressers. That's just saying I don't think they'd...
I was groaning because I wanted to go none as well.
What are you saying?
One.
Just say none as well, because you still win if it's none.
I can't do that. One.
You're saying one. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Axwell and Bob Sinclar with their riddle for the hairdressers of Chorley. But how many will get it right?
Good afternoon, Mojo Hair Design. Shirley speaking. Can I help?
Hello, this is Axwell. You know the guy that did I Found You?
I can't say that I do, no.
Listen, I have a quick riddle for you. What goes in dry and hard and comes out wet and soggy?
Comes out wet and soggy. No, you've got me.
It's a tea bag.
Of course it is. Okay, great.
Hello? Hi, it's Bob Sinclar.
Right.
Can you smell my cheese?
What, sorry?
What goes in dry and hard and comes out wet and soggy?
I don't know. I want to answer, but I don't.
Oh, my friend, don't say that on the radio.
All right.
I'm afraid.
Beck, listen to this. What goes in hard and dry and comes out wet and soggy? It's not a tea. She hasn't got a clue now, have I?
It's a tea bag, my friend.
A tea bag? That's a terrible joke.
I know.
See you later.
Smell my cheese.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Right.
This is Axwell.
Right.
You know the guy that did I Found You?
No.
I don't have time to chat, but I have a quick riddle for you.
Right.
What goes in dry and hard and comes out wet and soggy?
Not a clue.
I have a riddle for you.
Is this a joke?
No, sacre bleu.
Go on, man.
Okay, what goes in dry and hard and comes out wet and soggy?
Is it a towel?
It's a tea bag.
Oh, yes, yeah, so it is a tea bag. I don't know.
It's a tea bag.
Okay.
Bye.
Smell my cheese.
What goes in dry and hard?
I don't know. What's the answer? I'm not heading north.
I have something to ask you. I have a riddle for you.
If the children were here, yeah, you'd be able to talk to them, but no.
Don't be insane. Sorry.
Go on.
Okay, what goes in dry and hard and comes out wet and soggy?
A paintbrush.
Completely wrong.
Okay, bye.
I'd quite like Bob Sinclair to have his own like perfume. Everyone's doing it. New from Bob Sinclair. Smell my cheese. So, the answer was none. Chappers wins. Oh, what's occurring today?
Becky said none. That makes it 1-1. It's a draw.
It's a draw, which means that Becky is...
Oh, man alive.
Sorry, I'm ill. I'm not very well.
You're not any good at it when you're normal.
Well, I'm extra bad at it today. Have some sympathy.
This ain't gonna be easy.
No, it's not.